Let's go back over to the other station here. This is Ron, KC8YVF.
KEADAE. This is Joe over here, Ron. You and I have talked before, but few and far between.
All righty. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully you don't. Although I heard some fairly distressing news yesterday. It got posted on one of my motorcycle email threads for one of the boards that I'm on, and posted for the third quarter a 53% drop in motorcycle sales in the last quarter of 24, and they're down like 70-some percent for the year. So it does not sound good, and unfortunately for majority of the motorcycle manufacturers, the younger generations just aren't into that. It's the older baby boomers and group before us that got into that, but a lot of them don't even have cars anymore. They're just using Ubers when they want to get around. They don't want the expense of maintaining the vehicle and insurance and all of that stuff. So, and motorcycles being the prices that they are, and unfortunately the Harleys really do not have a low-priced machine for an entry level. There's not too many of the younger generations that want to plop down, you know, $25,000-$30,000 on something they can only utilize, at least here in Michigan, for a few months out of the year.
Yeah, right. Kind of in the same boat that way. That's what kind of helped kick me out of it. I grew up back in the 70s and early 80s and that kind of stuff, riding these things. You could go out and buy them for $1,500, $2,000. But now even the Arcat, they went out of business. This is going to be their last year producing new sleds, and then they don't have a production line anymore. They're done on it. But in my opinion only on this, they kind of did it to themselves when they started charging, $15,000, $16,000, $18,000 for these toys.